I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're answering all of your Thanksgiving turkey questions.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 56 of Cooking with Fire. Instead of a recipe, today we're going to be answering some of our listeners' most common Thanksgiving turkey questions. Let's start with the most popular question. What is the best way to thaw a turkey?
Well, I would say that the best and easiest way to thaw a turkey is simply to let it thaw in the refrigerator on its own. But I know this can take up a lot of space and it takes a while for it to happen. So if you're looking to expedite that process, what I typically will do is take one of our briner buckets, which is just a 22 quart bucket with a locking plate to keep items submerged. And I'll fill it full of cold water, put the turkey in the cold water, lock the plate into place so that the turkey stays submerged and can thaw evenly, and then just let a little bit of water drip into it from the sink. If you don't want to let water run through it, you can change the water out every hour or so, but you do want to make sure you're moving that water so that there's no chance for anything to start growing in there or things become stagnant or anything like that.
Next question, how much turkey should I make?
Well, I think that a pretty good rule of thumb is about 1 pound per person, and that's talking about the raw bird with the bones and all. That'll get you by, but chances are you're probably going to want to make a little bit of extra. And people love having turkey leftovers after the holiday. So I typically go with the rule of 1.5 pounds per person.
Going off of that last question, should I buy one large turkey or several small turkeys to get the amount of meat needed for my gathering?
I will always choose several smaller turkeys over a large one. For one, they're just easier and faster to cook. I think that spending such a long period of time cooking a large bird, you have the possibility of drying it out a bit. It's just got a lot further to go to get to the center where you need the meat to be fully cooked. Now, I don't know how much truth there is out there to this myth that larger turkeys are tougher. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. I'm not really that interested to find out. I'd rather cook several small birds in a shorter period of time with guaranteed results.
Fresh or frozen turkey, which is better?
Well, I would say that a fresh one is probably easier to work with. You may or may not actually have a frozen fresh turkey. It may have been thawed, or it may have been shipped cold enough that it is a bit frozen. But either way, the main difference between the two is going to be that frozen turkeys that you buy, say at big box stores, almost always are injected with some sort of solution. And it may be as little as 4 or 5% what they call retained juices or solution or brine, or it could be all the way up to even 20% in some cases. The big problem with that is that you have that to compete with. When it comes to brining, injecting, however you want to affect your turkey, that's already there. You're still going to be able to make a great turkey out of a frozen turkey with some solution in it. The reason they put that solution in there is they're assuming you're going to overcook the bird. So I would say that you're going to be fine with a frozen turkey, but when you go that route, try to look for the lowest amount of solution added. If nothing else, you're getting more for your money because you're paying for all of that water weight that's added.
What is spatchcocking, and does it really make the turkey cook faster?
All right, spatchcocking is the method of removing the backbone from the bird, be it a turkey or chicken or whatever else, and then splaying the bird out, and that way you can cook it flat. The breasts and the legs, they're all kind of on the same level. And yes, it does make the bird cook faster for sure. I can tell you I cooked 2 pretty identical sized birds this year preparing for the holidays, one spatchcock style and one rotisserie style whole. At about 10 pounds a piece, the whole birds took about an hour longer.
All right, another really popular question we got was whether or not the turkey should be brined.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to brine your turkeys. It does a couple of things for you that will really help with the finished product. One is it allows you to add a little bit of extra flavor. Soaking the bird in a salt solution that's seasoned with other items allows the bird to take on some of that seasoning because the turkeys are actually taking on some of that liquid as they soak in the brine. Now, typically, you get about 30% moisture loss when you're cooking a raw state to a cooked state, and with brining, you can actually cut that down to about 15%. That means that extra 15% is still in the meat.
So after everything's brined and seasoned, what temperature should I cook the turkey to?
My recommendation is 160 degrees Fahrenheit in the deepest part of the breast. At that temperature, it's safe to eat, the texture is fantastic, and it's gonna be plenty juicy. Now when you hit that 160 in the breast, the legs and the thighs, they're gonna be a good 10, 15 degrees higher than that. So you're looking at 175 even, which which is fine for that dark meat because it needs to break down more so than the breast does. It's got more fat and stuff in it. And when it gets to that 170 degrees, that's when you start getting that velvety mouthfeel out of the dark meat.
Finally, and this was my favorite question because it hits on something we constantly talk about here, and that is, I have cooked turkeys in the past for the same amount of time, and sometimes they are perfectly juicy and other times they are incredibly dry. What am I doing wrong?
Well, that's an easy one. You never cook to time, you'll always cook to temperature. The only way to know that that bird is properly done is to monitor what the internal temperature is. The outside conditions can change drastically, even in the same cooker. I mean, if you were cooking a turkey on a pellet smoker on a day that's 20 degrees outside versus 80 degrees outside, it's going to cook differently. And it doesn't even matter how efficient that cooker is. If you're cooking something on a gas grill versus in a stick burner or over charcoal, they're all different conditions and you can't control any of those. All you can control is the amount of time you allow that bird to cook. So you never want to rely on the conditions being the same from cook to cook. You always have to respond to the meat and adjust your time accordingly.
That does it for today's episode. Thank you everyone for submitting your questions. And if you have any questions before the holidays hit, email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com and we'll get back to you as quick as we can.
And head on over to kmuw.org to check out our classic holiday turkey recipe.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up Cornish game hens.